BBC News with Ian Purden. The government of Colombia and left-wing FARC rebels have reached agreement on land reform after more than 6 months of peace talks. It's the first and one of the most contentious issues on ending 5 decades of conflict. Sarah Rainsford reports from the Cuban capital Havana, where the talks have been taking place.
Colombian government representatives and FARC rebels worked extra long hours in recent days to reach this deal, which marks a significant step forward in the peace process. In a joint statement, the two sides say what they've agreed represents a radical transformation of rural Colombia by ensuring fair access to land and rural development, so addressing key causes of the armed conflict. Details are limited for now, but the deal calls for the creation of a land bank as a way to reallocate land, including areas seized illegally during the fighting. Next up for discussion, starting next month, is the issue of FARC members' participation in politics.
A large demonstration against a law legalising gay marriage in France has been held in Paris. The same-sex marriage bill, which also legalises gay adoption, was signed into law after months of heated debate. Christian Fraser reports from Paris.
The same-sex marriage bill has stirred in France some of the fiercest debate and some of the biggest right-wing protests in decades. Today, there were 4 simultaneous demonstrations from different parts of Paris that descended on Les Invalides in the centre of the city. Many view it as a final stand against a bill the president has already signed into law. Police said 150,000 people were marching. The organisers say it's closer to 1 million.
A film about a passionate lesbian love affair, Blue is the Warmest Colour, has won the top prize, the Palme d'Or, at the Cannes Film Festival. The film by the French director Abdelatif Kechiche took the prestigious award on the closing night of the festival. Emma Jones reports from Cannes.
Blue was the warmest colour for this year's Golden Palm. An explicit love story about 2 young French women took home cinema's greatest trophy. And another French actress was rewarded, Berenice Bejo, Star of the Artist, was voted Best Actress for a Franco-Iranian film, The Past, by a jury chaired by Hollywood's biggest director, Steven Spielberg. But with Spielberg at the helm, this was also a year for American excellence, proved by Joel and Ethan Coen's new film, Inside Llewyn Davis, taking the Grand Prix a runner-up prize.
President Obama has visited the suburb of Moore in Oklahoma City to see the wreckage caused by last week's tornado and the first recovery efforts. 24 people were killed and thousands of homes destroyed, along with schools and medical facilities. Speaking alongside survivors and emergency teams, Mr. Obama said it would take a long time for the community to rebuild. World News from the BBC. The authorities in Burma have reaffirmed a long-standing ban that prevents families of Rohingya Muslims having more than 2 children. The ban will be enforced in parts of Rakhine State by officials who believe that high birth rates in Rohingya Muslim communities are stoking ethnic tension with Buddhists. Human Rights Watch called the 2-child ban abhorrent and inhumane. Burma considers Rohingya Muslims illegal immigrants and denies them citizenship. The Kenyan government says it delivered a man accused of killing a British soldier into the hands of Britain's security officers more than 2 years ago. Michael Adebolajo is one of 2 men accused of hacking a soldier to death on a street in London on Wednesday. Gabriel Gatehouse reports from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
Michael Adebolajo was detained in late November 2010 on an island off the northeastern coast of Kenya near the border with Somalia. He was arrested on suspicion of links with Al-Shabaab, the Somali-based Islamist militant group. He subsequently appeared in court in Mombasa alongside a number of Kenyan citizens. A spokesman for the Kenyan government told the BBC Mr. Adebolajo was subsequently handed over into the custody of UK security officers in Kenya. He was not charged with any offence.
In the wake of recent criticism over his strategies on dealing with Islamic extremism, the British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's setting up a task force to look at how to stop the radicalisation of young Muslim men. In 2011, the government reduced funding for a programme designed to help prevent radicalisation. Politicians and business leaders have gathered at the World Economic Forum in Jordan and have called for peace in the Middle East to be an international priority. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, the Israeli President Shimon Peres, and the US Secretary of State John Kerry reiterated support for renewed talks based on a 2-state solution to break the current impasse between Palestinians and Israel. BBC News.